D60 Soul Path Analysis for Elvis Presley. Let us do the Soul Path Analysis based on D60 chart of Elvis Presley now. The sun placed in the 12th house, ruling the 8th house, and governed by the D60 deity Chandramukhi, placed Elvis Presley's identity and ego in a realm of dissolution, mystique, and subconscious expression. The 12th house governs isolation, spiritual retreat, and the unseen realms of the psyche, while the 8th relates to transformation, secrecy, and the deep undercurrents of life and death. Chandramukhi, meaning moon-faced, symbolizes a gentle charisma and soothing emotional presence. Elvis's soul came with a mission to express beauty from behind the veil, to project an emotionally magnetic image that comforted, enchanted, and mystified. He became an icon whose emotional appeal transcended cultural boundaries. The sun's role here was not to shine an ego, but to reflect something gentler and universal, drawing masses through soft magnetism. His soul had to surrender personal glory to a greater mythos, serving as a symbolic figure rather than a conventional authority. The path was one of soulful charisma rather than self-asserted dominance. The moon in the 8th house, ruling the 7th house, and influenced by the deity Mirdu, further cemented this emotional depth with tenderness and receptivity. The moon governs emotional rhythm, and its placement in the 8th house indicates psychic sensitivity, deep vulnerability, and emotional intensity shaped by hidden or transformative experiences. The 7th house rulership adds a karmic focus on relationships and the public mirror. Mirdu, denoting softness and gentle presence, reveals a soul who carried emotional fragility with grace. Elvis's public appeal rested in this blend, emotive, deeply felt, yet approachable. His relationships were karmically intense, but his soul path emphasized kindness amid emotional chaos. Fame exposed him to the collective's projections, yet the inner work demanded was to preserve emotional integrity, to not harden under pressure. The moon in this configuration spoke to a karmic script of healing others by revealing one's own emotional vulnerability through art and performance. Mars placed in the 12th house, ruling the 6th and 11th houses, and governed by the deity Heramba, directed Elvis Presley's courage and willpower towards spiritual endurance, sacrificial service, and protective public action. The 6th house involves service, discipline, and overcoming obstacles. The 11th governs collective aims and aspirations. In the 12th house, Mars's active force turned inward, suggesting a karmic call to act, not for conquest, but for transcendence. Heramba, a warrior protector form of Ganesha, instilled a sense of righteous strength and guardianship. Elvis's work, especially his patriotic service and charitable gestures, reflected this. He carried a guardian-like role for his fan base, and despite inner battles and health issues, 6th house, he was karmically wired to offer strength through spiritual sacrifice. The soul path here was not about battlefield conquest, but protecting and uplifting the collective through emotional courage and moral stamina, in seclusion or behind the stage lights. Mercury placed in the 10th house, ruling the 6th and 9th houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Brahmana, channeled Elvis Presley's intellect, communication style, and public expression through refinement, tradition, and elevated purpose. The 10th house governs career, legacy, and societal visibility, while the 6th house pertains to effort and struggle, and the 9th house to belief systems and higher dharma. Mercury in the 10th made him a communicator not just through speech, but through performance, blending gesture, rhythm, and emotional nuance into public expression. Brahmana, the sage or priest, imparted a dignified purpose to this placement, to educate and elevate consciousness through culturally resonant forms. His stagecraft, precise delivery, and lyrical grace were not simply entertainment. They carried the moral and emotional cadence of a cultural storyteller. His soul path involved dignifying the stage, transforming it into a pulpit, not overtly religious, but subtly instructive, using his voice and image to bridge tradition and modern longing, turning performance into moral and emotional resonance. Jupiter in the 12th house, ruling the 3rd and 12th houses and guided by the D60 deity Kala, brought profound spiritual depth, karmic fatigue, and a hidden reservoir of moral insight to Elvis Presley's inner world. The 12th house governs retreat, the subconscious, spiritual longing, and karmic release. The 3rd house governs personal voice, expression, and agency. Jupiter here indicated a soul deeply connected to internal learning, but challenged in bringing that wisdom comfortably into the outer world. Kala, the personification of time, aging, and inevitability, turned his spiritual journey into one marked by cycles of expansion and contraction, visibility, and withdrawal. There was a subtle weight in his aura, a knowingness of mortality and impermanence that haunted even his joyous performances. His soul was drawn to service through music, but karmically tethered to the toll of emotional extremes and inner isolation. The lesson was to allow the weight of time to temper his gifts, to evolve from performer into vessel, offering the bittersweet beauty of time-bound brilliance to the world. Venus in the first house, ruling the fifth and tenth houses, and influenced by the deity Caralodamstra, gave Elvis Presley a powerful magnetic aura, one that blended sensual grace with an undercurrent of fierce karmic intensity. The first house shapes identity and projection. The fifth rules creativity, romance, and emotional expression. The tenth governs public image and career. Venus here gave him beauty, charm, and an instinctive artistic appeal. But Caralodamstra, a fierce aspect of the Divine Mother, added a darker, more consuming layer, beauty that had to pass through karmic fire. His allure became a source of both adoration and inner burden. Fame, romance, and artistic gifts were accompanied by emotional and spiritual trials. This placement reveals a soul meant to embody beauty not as a static trait, but as a fire-tested offering, something that could move millions, but also threaten to overwhelm the self. The soul's journey was to hold sensual power with awareness, to survive adulation without losing emotional truth, and to let charisma serve transformation, not just seduction. Saturn placed in the seventh house, ruling the first and second houses, and influenced by the D60 deity Kinnara, brought a blend of artistic melancholy, karmic restraint, and relational gravity into Elvis Presley's public image, partnerships, and self-worth. The seventh house governs relationships, public engagement, and how one is mirrored by others. The first and second houses define identity and speech. Saturn's rulership of the self and voice placed a heavy karmic mantle on how Elvis presented himself to the world, often poised, mysterious, and deeply bound to emotional responsibility. Kinnara, the celestial musician and guardian of refined beauty, added a poignant artistic flavor, but also required soulful sincerity. His partnerships, whether romantic or with the public, were tinged with longing and restraint. His persona, while magnetic, carried a quiet sadness, a dignified solitude behind the glamour. The soul lesson was to build a bridge between public beauty and private weight, to ground personal charm in timeless emotional artistry, and to bear relational karma with grace and artistic poise. Rahu in the fifth house, ruling the second house, and influenced by the D60 deity Kala, infused Elvis Presley's creativity, romantic life, and emotional expression with intense karmic hunger, restlessness, and a race against time. The fifth house rules performance, emotional legacy, and creative identity. The second house governs voice, values, and personal wealth. Rahu here created a magnetic force, a larger-than-life need to express, to leave a mark, and to grasp beauty at its peak intensity. But under Kala, the pressure of time was ever present, creating cycles of explosive brilliance followed by exhaustion or existential disorientation. His voice, performances, and charisma captivated millions, yet this hunger for emotional and artistic transcendence was unrelenting. The soul path demanded that he learn not just to create, but to recognize when enough had been offered, to stop chasing the eternal flame and let the music speak for itself. Without this balance, the risk was spiritual depletion. With it, a timeless legacy. Ketu in the 11th house, ruling the same house, and also influenced by Kala, created a soul temperament that stood slightly apart from the very collective it was destined to influence. The 11th house governs social circles, mass impact, and long-term dreams. Ketu's detachment here revealed a karmic familiarity with fame, recognition, and public success, yet also a deep inner sense of not belonging to it. Under Kala's influence, this detachment was intensified by spiritual time consciousness, the realization that worldly applause is fleeting and only soul truth endures. Elvis, while adored by millions, often appeared distant, elusive, even within his own mythos. The soul directive was not to reject the collective, but to remain untouched by it, to influence the world without being owned by it, and to let go of fame's illusions in pursuit of something far older, deeper, and spiritually enduring.